A researcher at Duquesne University has developed an anti-inflammatory pain medication that could be more effective than current options while using much smaller doses. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story for this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report.
When you take a standard anti-inflammatory like ibuprofen, the drug is being distributed everywhere in your body. But according to Yelena Janich, a professor of pharmaceutics at Duquesne, that doesn't have to be the case.
Medicines could work better if you could direct them to the source of pain.
She and her colleagues have developed a drug called a nanomedicine that does just that. Janich explains that in the process of responding to an injury or infection, some immune system cells actually produce inflammation and pain.
So what our nanomedicine is doing is chasing after those very cells and changing their behavior so we achieve pain relief.
In animal trials, Janich and her colleagues were able to reduce pain for more than a week at a time, using just a single dose about 2,000 times smaller than that of a typical anti-inflammatory. She presented those findings at an American Pain Society summit last month. In the future, that effectiveness could help her achieve her ultimate goal with humans.
Either dramatically decrease the need of opioids or completely get rid of them.
For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Joaquin Gonzalez.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.